Scotty McLaughlin, he won on Sunday up there at the Gold Coast. It was fantastic. There was a little bit of a punt taken towards the end. I think he took the lead on the 66th lap. Doesn't matter. He got it at the right time. G'day, Scotty.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Not too bad, mate. Can you talk us through that final strategy?
Look, you know, I had nothing to do with it, but I said to the boys before we went out, like, let's be aggressive. Let's take some risks and put some pressure on the guys up front, and the only way we're going to move forward. And it's certainly what they did. They took a lot of risks. They stretched the fuel a lot, and we managed to get home and make the benefit of a really good undercut.
I saw you when you pulled into the pits. I think they thought there was going to be a driver change, but you got more fuel. You went back out there. Then they kept thinking, well, there's got to be a safety car, and there was no safety car. That's the first time in 10 years in the supercars there's been no safety car, Scott. So things actually...
Particularly up there, too.
Particularly up there with all that concrete. So things unfolded pretty well, well, very well for you.
Well, it worked out really good for us because obviously our fuel economy is very good in the engines that we've got. And, you know, with the no safety car, obviously it was all fuel. So all the best fuel was going to really, you know, benefit what they could. And we certainly did that. And, it was out of control. It was really cool to... I never thought we'd have, you know, obviously every time you go out, you want to win the race, but I thought realistically, the pace of the Red Bulls and stuff, they would have a shot at winning. If we got a surfboard, hey, that would be great.
Yeah.
But to win the race was ridiculous.
Scotty, you've got to get enough fuel in, though, to complete burnouts and get back to the pits.
That's right.
I know. I didn't get it tight. I was like, I'm doing one anyway.
Yeah. Mate, how is it driving on the longest track, Mount Panorama, and then going to the shortest track? I mean, that's such an adjustment.
Yeah, it's weird, and especially, but the thing with the Gold Coast race, it's very similar to Bathurst. It's, you know, it's very hard on the body, very hard mentally, because it's so grueling, and you got to be so precise. So, really, the two hardest tracks in one is bloody hard. And with it raining on that day too, that was a mind-blowing thing. So, it was pretty full-on weekend.
Yeah, mate, you would have been disappointed with Bathurst. We spoke in the lead-up, and obviously you were going so well, and you just... The car didn't help you out.
No, unfortunately. It's, you know, it's one of those deals. We had a really good car, fantastic race car. But, yeah, unfortunately, we just had a freak engine problem.
Yeah.
We haven't had an engine problem all year. Had great engines. And, yeah, unfortunately, that happened. But, you know, that's how it is. You just got to push on. And, you know, the boys, you know, got around me are the best in the business. So it's good to have them there.
Championship aspirations now, they're looking better than they were before the weekend.
Yeah, definitely. I think we're there or thereabouts. I think the car is obviously, you know, capable of winning the championship, both myself and Fabs. And, you know, that gives us a lot of belief that we, you know, knowing that we can, you know, come from the back or, you know, come from behind and really, you know, back yourself and get it done. It's a really good confidence win, and that's why I was so happy.
Again, I don't want to wrap the Kiwis too much, mate, but it's a home game for you in a fortnight's time with the Auckland Super Sprint, but there's three other Kiwis that will push you all the way there.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got, well, the best thing for New Zealand is three Kiwis and three really good cars.
Yeah.
So we've all got a chance of winning. It's going to be a bloody awesome time now. I think it's going to be awesome with all the fans and stuff. Massive amount of people, hopefully. Hopefully the weather's good and we should be okay.
Weather's good in Auckland.
Yeah, it's a good one for you, mate.
And we beat you blokes on the weekend, and we beat the All Blacks.
I watched that dead rubber game.
Nicely put. I like that. It's good.
Not bad.
Oh, we'll take it though, Scotty. Don't you worry about it.
I know.
Yeah. We need everything we can get.
Good on you, mate. We thank you for your time as always. Good luck.
Cheers, guys. No, thanks.